Welcome to the Dames Who Dish podcast.
Hey, Gina.
Hey, Anne. We're back.
Man, I'm still literally recovering from BravoCon.
Oh, my God. Me too. We keep seeing commercials and I'm looking at my pictures and it was epic.
So much fun. There were so many pictures that we didn't even post on our page because there was too much and I didn't want to put so many pictures on there that we were super annoying.
Well, yeah, and
everybody else pictures. Was doing the exact same thing.
Yeah, but you know why it was so good?
Why?
Because we went in with super low expectations.
True, we did. We were afraid it was going to be a shit show.
Yeah, and it kind of exceeded our expectations.
It really did. I did listen to one other Bravo podcast that told their experience at BravoCon, and they had the 3-day pass and the 3-day VIP pass. They didn't do anything in New York other than go to BravoCon.
Yeah.
And they ate McDonald's and pizza because it was so jam-packed.
Yeah. See, I don't want to do that.
No. I want to go and experience New York like we did and also attend BravoCon and experience that. And I just think we did it really well. And I had the best time. I mean, that weekend
I think so
was
too.
So
and then BravoCon was just one of the things that we did. We went to a Broadway musical. We went to great bars and
great restaurants
and met up with your daughter and your
rooftop
niece.
Bars.
That was the way I wanted to experience BravoCon.
Yeah. Shopped a lot. So we put out our live from the hotel bar podcast.
Yeah. We should apologize.
We apologize in advance. Although I re-listened to it. I was laughing so hard because talk about a live podcast. I mean, we really just taped it as we sat there and chatted and talked about everything. And you can hear the background noises.
It was pretty funny.
And the waitress came a few times. So I hope that was enjoyable for you. But I wanted to catch the full essence of BravoCon. And we had just finished. It was the day earlier. And I was afraid that we wouldn't be able to catch how we were feeling.
And I think we did remember half of it the next day because it was just so jam-packed and there were so many good and fun experiences that you can't really, because you keep remembering little moments throughout the day that happen and you can't capture it all in one podcast.
No. Yeah. Like you said, these memories keep coming back. I forgot that we went to the Top Chef had like this cooking demonstration.
Yeah.
And we didn't talk about that because it was kind of embarrassing and sad. It was one of the girls from Top Chef. Now I'm blanking on her name. She's amazing. She was great on the show. She did a cooking demonstration with another guy and nobody was there. And we got right up in a close picture with her and we chatted with her. She was super nice.
So nice. But you know what? I mean, yes, Top Chef is on Bravo, but that's not really their niche.
Mm-hmm.
It was people that were there to see the Housewives and all the other Bravo celebrities.
The Vanderpumps.
And really, who watches Top Chef? I mean, I watch it.
Yeah.
But I don't think the 20, 30-somethings really care about Top Chef
so much. To be fair, even though we watch it, we find we don't talk about it on our show because there's not much to talk about.
There's not much to talk about,
We're talking about maybe personalities of the chefs and that's about it.
It's not really a show to talk about.
Mm-mm.
I don't think.
It's probably why nobody was at the demonstration.
I know. I think maybe they can do something else to represent Top Chef next time. I don't know if a cooking
maybe
demonstration.
Maybe just the lunch. I think they have a Top Chef dinner or lunch. That would
That's
be perfect.
It. Right.
Have a bunch of the people from Top Chef there. Have them cooking you a meal.
And
little
I think
small
it's probably
bites.
Our age group that would attend that.
I think so too.
Not the other folks.
Mm-mm. Was there anything else that jumped out at you that we forgot to talk about that day?
I really don't remember what we talked about.
It was
so much. I can't think of anything that we left out in particular. I think we talked about would we go again.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm not so sure we go again.
Just depends. It depends on the time of year. It depends if it's in LA and we get tickets. I think it's a spur of the moment thing.
I think it has to be in New York. I just think that there's too many people in New York to not have it in New York, but they need to do it in a warmer month.
I personally prefer New York to seeing them in LA.
LA, because we've been to LA so many times.
And LA is so spread out.
We've kind of seen them in their natural habitat
Yeah.
in LA. But New York is a whole different vibe. It's fun. I had so much fun at those rooftop bars that we went to. Oh, my
gosh. It was great.
Oh, my. We missed all the Bravo Labs by like a day.
Yeah.
Kelly Dodd was talking about celebrating her engagement at the Moxie rooftop bar.
Well, and that's why we went there, because you said Kelly was just here the night before.
Right.
And sure enough, I think even after we left that bar, the Vanderpump kids were there and all partying.
Except we left at 9:30 p.m.
because we're old.
But it was fun. It was a good time. We had drama with our, with my phone.
Well, catch me up on that, because you just said that tomorrow you have another appointment at Apple because the phone is still not flipping working.
Right. So I had to buy a brand new phone in New York. Thank God for the 24-hour Apple store. But when you get a brand new phone and you don't have your old phone with you, and maybe even if you do have your old phone with you, everything was in the cloud. I had my passwords on the keychain for the most part. But I get back and nothing is working right.
So frustrating.
I can't access my photos. My Bluetooth isn't working, so I can't pair it to my car or to my speakers at home or anything. So I spent an hour on the phone with Apple Care and it still isn't working. So now tomorrow, on my Saturday, I've got to go to the Apple store and try to figure it all out. Oh, and I'm getting text messages on my iPad, but not my phone.
It's a mess.
It's a nightmare.
I honestly hate getting a new phone.
Well, you kind of had issues when you got your new phone, too.
It took me so long to figure everything out. And I had my old one. And I went to Verizon a few times. They did this whole changeover from my old one to my new one, but I had to have every password again.
Yeah.
And half of them I didn't remember. It's a pain. I never want to get a new phone. It's so
kind
frustrating.
Of like, should I just take my old phone back to the Apple store and have them restore it? But that could just be a bigger disaster.
Not really. You just reboot it. Everything's on there. You could. We talked about this. You can even return that new phone. You have 30 days.
I know.
If you wanted to.
And I know. It's like, eh. And then watch. Something will happen in 2 months and I'll have to get a new phone anyway. So, but it's been a pain.
A pain in the butt. We are going to do something different because we've been kind of out of it this week. We've had a lot going on. Just to catch up on everything, if we try to get everything in this one episode, it's a lot because we have all of the Housewives, all of our 90 days, our Love After Lockups. There was one last week and then there's one again tonight.
Yeah, it's too much.
So what we thought we would do tonight is just deep dive on Temptation Island, which we have not done yet this season. And then hook on to that, we had an interview with Medina. So she's the single in a relationship with Rick, and we'll tack that on to the end of this. And then next week, we will catch up on all of our shows because I've been watching and taking notes, but there's a lot.
Yeah, right now there's what, 4 Housewives shows on?
Last week, we did an early, I think because of BravoCon, we only did up to a certain point. So we didn't talk about 2 of the Jersey Housewives shows. So we have a lot and we'll just catch up next week. It's easier.
Yeah, let's do that.
And I'm kind of excited to deep dive on Temptation Island because last season we did a lot of Temptation Island and we haven't really done that this season because we have all these other shows.
Now we're kind of seeing the way things are unfolding and the couples that I thought were going to stay together, now I'm not so sure. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about it.
So we have episodes 6 and 7 to talk about. And I'm wondering now, do we know how long they've been there? Is it like, or are we talking 6 weeks? It hasn't been that long. I don't think each episode is a week.
Well, don't they just film for like 3 weeks?
No, I think it's longer, than that. I think it's 6 weeks they film.
6 weeks.
Maybe okay. 6 to 8 weeks. So this is probably feeling like week 3 or so.
Somebody made a reference to, I think it was Kate, made a reference to 2018. So I'm wondering, did they film this last year? I didn't think so.
That must have been with regard to something else. No, they definitely finished filming because we saw Mark Wahlberg while he was there. It was just a couple months ago they stopped filming. Last week, we had the fallout of the bonfire where Kate saw that David had a threesome.
Yes.
So that's kind of where we pick up. Kate's, interestingly, not as distraught as we thought she would be.
You know why she's not? Because she knows who the real David is. Yeah. And I don't think she's shocked by it.
And she even said that herself. I think the reason why I didn't cry is because I knew that's who he really was. And by coming here, it's proven.
And he's a different guy because he has all this remorse, like verbally, but his actions don't match what he's saying.
He feels guilty. But you even said last week, when we talked about this, you're like, does he really feel guilty about this?
He's saying he feels guilty, but I don't know that he actually feels guilty.
He's a strange guy.
He's enjoying every minute. I think the girls are starting to realize, too, that he's an odd guy.
He's a dog. So the two that he had the threesome with, By the way, I don't think they had sex. I don't think, I think Peyton alluded to the fact that she didn't have sex with David.
Do we know if Samantha did?
I don't know.
We don't know.
But Peyton and Samantha are kind of put on the side, and then he realizes, oh, I really like Tanita. He liked Tanita before, but because he wasn't having a threesome with her, it's almost like he put her on a pedestal. Oh, she's really the classy one I want to hang out with. She works out a lot. We have the same ideas about eating and fitness and all this. So Tanita, all of a sudden, Tanita's going to be his dream girl.
Which is weird to me, because Tanita seems like she's dumb as a box of rocks.
She's a little dull. And they show them sitting on the lounge chairs, and the other girls are like, what are they talking about? Probably what they have for lunch. And sure enough, they're like, I wish we didn't eat that much for lunch today. Well, we didn't do that bad. The conversation is not
shallow,
there.
Shallow,
no. They're both pretty...
Shallow.
Shallow. I was trying to think of another word. Nope. Shallow is it. He even said, she's beautiful and I love her body.
And that's it.
That's all he says about her.
That's all he says.
And then he'll say, well, she's much more confident than Kate. I think Kate's confident, just not with you.
Well, Kate definitely, you know, she definitely shows a little insecurity. And maybe it is with him because she knows that he can't be trusted. Yeah. But she is a little needy.
Very needy.
And I think that grates on his nerves. I mean, anybody he's seeing at this point is not going to, he's not going to really know who they are as far as, you know, deeply know who they are.
Do you think him and Tanita had sex when they were laying on top of each other?
Like putting his hands all up and around and all over her.
And then they have the conversation. They're sitting out. I don't remember if it was on their date or not. She says, could you see us working outside of here? And if you could, would you be willing to move to my area? And he says, yeah, I mean, for the right person, I would definitely move.
He's full of shit.
Which seems like, okay, if it works out for the right person. And then in the next scene, he's making out with her saying, I really like you. I really am feeling you.
I don't believe it.
I don't either.
No.
And that's why when Kate watches him on these bonfires, she's like, no.
She's like, whatever.
He's a freaking liar. He lies. He's so manipulative. So let's go forward where they are given the opportunity to leave a video message. I love these video messages so much. I mean, I was
waiting to see who was going to leave one and who wasn't.
Yeah, because remember last season, Evan did not leave Casey a video message.
Right.
Which I think he always said he regretted not doing.
He did.
Yeah. That was the one regret was, I wish I had kind of given her a heads up with a video message.
I loved Kate's video message.
So perfect, because first we watch his video message to her. And he's saying, hey, Kate, I love you. I miss you. I've grown. Enjoy your time on the island.
Yes.
Like, I love you. I know I've done some things that you've probably seen, but don't worry. We're good. Like, that's basically what he was saying.
In the meantime, he's still doing the things that he shouldn't be doing if he was really in love with Kate.
Right.
So it's all BS.
And I love when she's watching it. She's like, pretty much a piece of shit. He's totally manipulative.
Well, I'm glad she finally sees it.
She sees it. And then her message to him. I've grown and I'm so confident. And actions speak louder than words. And your actions tell me a lot. I mean, it was just so.
And she said, thank you for bringing me here.
Yes.
That was awesome.
Thank you for bringing me here. And then he realizes, oh, shit.
Right.
She's done with me.
She's
so good.
She didn't say she loved him. She was done. That was perfect.
He was so confident, like, yeah, I know that I've done this, but I think it'll be okay.
I think you're still going to, you know, you're still going to love me no matter what.
No matter what.
I know.
Oh, that was so fantastic.
That was good. Mm-hmm. Good for her.
And now he's rethinking. I think he even said, oh my God, I totally regret everything I've done since we said goodbye. Really?
No, he doesn't. We'll see. We'll see what else he does.
He's going to keep going.
Of course he is.
And now he's going to say, well, shit, she's out. So come on, Tanita.
Free pass.
By the way, that name, Tanita, it doesn't fit her.
It doesn't.
I'm thrown by the name in her.
I know. It's an unusual name, but it doesn't fit her. Is she the beauty? Is she a beauty queen? Or am I just making that up in my head?
No, I think she is. I think she is.
Because she seems like
she
could be.
And then the guys let Samantha go.
Yeah.
And
Samantha was pissed.
Well, she's blaming David.
Well,
she's
David
like, you know,
wanted her gone.
David wanted her gone because she's probably tempting and he wants to get to know Tanita better. And she's pissed. She's like, he's a piece of shit.
All the girls know that, though, already.
Mm-hmm. I thought they were going to let the other girl go. I can't remember her name that we barely
know. The oddball
know.
Girl with the dark hair?
Yeah.
We don't. What's her name? I don't even know.
I have no idea.
Strange.
Yeah. Let's talk about Kate.
Okay.
Because Dom with her, I think she likes Dom as a friend. She likes maybe a little bit of the attention. She's not leading Dom on at all.
No.
I don't know what Dom really wants from her. He's ready to settle down. He wants to meet someone.
Well, he's attracted to her.
Yeah. I don't think she's attracted to him at all. Do you?
I think she just, like you said, likes the attention.
Yeah. Nothing's going to happen with them. I feel like Kate's really just working on herself, and that's it. She's not going to make a connection with anybody else.
You think she's going to leave as a single?
Yes, I do.
Well, I think she needs to.
Mm-hmm.
At this point.
I do appreciate Mark at the bonfires. He's really pushing hard, really questioning. He's very Jeff Probst.
Yeah, he's good.
He's really getting better and more comfortable. It's funny. Okay, let's go on to who?
Rick and Ashley.
Rick and Ashley, all right. Oh, boy. At the bonfire, Rick is seeing Ashley finally for the first time, not with KB, not sexually with KB.
Yes.
But they're having conversation. Rick's like, I could tell that it's different. Maybe she's not with KB anymore. Maybe she regrets something mm-hmm. that happened. But even what he saw was not really anything.
It was nothing.
No.
No.
And then when she saw Rick's bonfire, I mean, Rick is getting close to Medina. I don't know. Did she see him kissing her?
No, I don't think it was anything.
Wasn't anything that big.
Scandalous. No. No.
But she had seen that previously.
Yeah.
Rick, I feel like he's really finally realizing, man, I think I really care for Ashley, right? Yeah. I mean, like, gosh, maybe I'm realizing how much I really do love Ashley.
I think he felt that a while ago mm-hmm. after he saw her with KB. I think the light bulb went off and it was like, oh my God, I really do care about this girl, you know? And he was trying to kind of make it work with Medina, but Medina is so aggressive. I think it's a turnoff to him.
Well, you'll hear the interview with Medina after this. And we asked her, we flat out said, you're really aggressive. And she was like, yeah, I don't have much time there. Yeah. But seeing this episode, the newest one from last night, we'll go into the Casey and Ashley couple, but he was being a friend to Casey.
I thought, I really like Rick.
I do too.
I thought really he was being like a good Rick. Friend to Casey.
And Medina's in the pool saying, Rick. And he's like, you know, I'm going to be here as a friend. So he ignored her. She got a little pissy, but not that crazy. But then later on, she confronts him and was saying, what are you doing? You're pushing me away and everything. And he just flipped on her. She was pushing his buttons.
Well, she's very high maintenance and she demands a lot of attention. Well, and she said she demands a lot of attention.
I don't like when somebody says, I demand this way.
Right.
It's not working for you. I'm sorry, Medina. I love you. But when you say this is what I demand and you're still single, I feel like it's not working for you.
Yeah.
Maybe that's too harsh. I hope she's not mad at us for that. But that's the feeling I'm getting. She really just pushed him too much. Let him be a friend. And don't you want a guy who's a good friend to somebody else?
And I don't think he's used to that. So it's a lot. And it's been a lot for him, for Rick.
But then she came off of that saying, I don't know if I want to be with a guy that's very toxic, who speaks to me that way. And I thought, but you're the one who kind of pushed him to say those things.
I didn't think he was out of line in what he said.
Either.
I think he was just being honest.
Oh, yeah. He was saying she was being extra, and she was.
Yeah.
And that she was being selfish.
In that scenario, she was. 100%.
Well, he said, I was being a friend to
Casey.
And she said, oh, so you're here to be a friend to Casey. And that's when he blew up. It's like, yes, I'm here to be a friend. I was going through what he's going through last week.
She
finally realized it. Maybe he got heightened and she was like, calm down. I get that part of it. But then when he said, you're so touchy-feely, I don't want to just have sex with you. I want to make love to you when I'm ready to make love to you. I appreciated that.
Right, I did too.
That was good.
I thought that was really good.
And then in his little side interview, he's enlightened. He said, you know, I realize me and Ashley fight a lot. And that's what I'm doing here with Medina. So maybe it's me and not them.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to listen. So he's growing so much. I love Rick.
Very self-aware in that.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Ashley.
The video?
Then.
Oh, the Ashley. Okay.
Yeah. Because Ashley and KB just.
Ooh. KB was a real. Of course, we knew KB was an asshole from the beginning, but he displayed some real aggressive behavior and he was a total ass.
He was. She didn't say anything that out of line.
I don't think so either, but KB does not like to be told what to do or
to be quiet,
to be questioned or anything. He's got to be, you know.
He's the big dog,
the big dog. Otherwise, he flips out. Now, I could not imagine being with somebody like that.
When she finally clapped back at him And he was going off. I mean, he was nasty. He was going low, saying things he shouldn't be saying. And she said, see, I knew it. This is the real you. And I love it because everybody's seeing it now. That was perfect. Ashley, you nailed it. It was so great.
Yeah.
Next day, they decided to have him go home.
Good.
And
I'm glad.
He does apologize. You know what, though?
I don't care.
I don't buy it. You apologize because you look like an asshole.
Exactly.
And that was the only reason you apologized.
He was on TV and he was probably going to get a bunch of backlash for being an ass. So he needed to go home.
He needed to go. And I'm so glad he didn't. I think it lifts the whole girl's villa because KB just thought he was hot shit. And I think the guys can relax now too.
Right.
Him being gone is fantastic. So on their video messages, Rick actually says to Ashley, I love you. I'm growing. I'm learning a lot about myself. I'm here. I'm still here.
Yeah.
It's not over. But then her message.
She kind of said a bit, but I have to agree because I thought before he even responded, I thought, ooh, she seems a little disconnected.
She seemed a little cold.
She was.
But then in her actions, like when she was talking to the camera, she was saying, I felt like she was saying she felt Rick again. Like, I realized I really love Rick, but maybe not.
It wasn't coming across.
It wasn't coming across. No. I hope he doesn't give up. He felt like she had given up on him.
Yeah.
Already. I don't know what happens. I still have this sneaky feeling that they're still together. I hope so.
You know, that's a tough one. I watched her live last night.
Yeah.
And she was having a watch party. It's hard to tell. We'll see.
They're good at disguising.
I know.
They're really
it's
good.
Annoying.
It's very hard. You guys, you're getting very good. Let's go to Ashley and Casey.
Ooh,
so many feelings about this.
So many feelings.
I'm so happy for our girl, Ashley. Her and Ben, love them together.
I love Ben.
Ben is adorable. I'm glad that she finally opened up. I mean, it took her hearing Casey say, I could break up with her tomorrow and go back to my old life and it would be no big deal.
Yeah.
So I'm glad he said it. He didn't know he said it, which is even better.
Yeah.
He totally forgot that he even said that. For her to hear it and now finally open up and realize Ben's the guy that she likes more than Deke.
I did feel bad for Deke, though.
Me
because
too.
Because when Deke went and put, although you kind of have to read the situation a little bit, and I'm not so sure he read it correctly.
No.
But he went and put all these rose petals or flower petals all over the bed, all over the floor, wrote her a card, and she thought it was sweet, but then he wanted to talk to her, and she kind of ignored him, right?
I know. I wonder if
why
that
not
was
just have a
cut
conversation?
A little bit. It's hard to say. It seems strange because a relationship was always so open with Ben and Deke and her. Mm-hmm. They all have this connection, all three of them. But I think once she chose Ben,
she needed to have a conversation with Deke.
She did.
That wasn't
she needed
right.
to say, I'm feeling him more. And the reason why she kept Deke around is because Deke reminded her of Casey.
Right.
So she knew she had to break it off, but she should have had a conversation
with
him.
Absolutely. I did feel
and
bad.
I did feel bad. And all of a sudden he's like, she's up there on my rose petals with Ben.
Did you notice?
They were all off the ground.
The comforter.
The comforter. They were spewed all over the ground.
Yeah. I don't know if Deke probably shouldn't have done that. I mean, I feel like he definitely should have read the situation a little bit better or had a conversation with her first, but he gave it a shot and it fell flat.
He was trying to win her. And you know what? She with Ben, I love it. And I like how she's asking Ben, I've got to know, is this the real you outside the house? Is this how you are? Mm-hmm. Or are you a different person? Valid question.
Valid question, but what kind of an answer are you going to get?
True. What is he going to say? Nope, this is vacation,
no, I'm
Ben.
A little asshole outside of the house. I don't know. I'm, you know, a nice guy now.
I'm winning now, but exactly. Outside the house. So let's go to Casey for a moment. Casey at the bonfire sees, you know, they should know that when they're the last one at the bonfire, it's the worst one.
It's going to be bad.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he's so freaking confident and Casey annoys the hell out of me.
Yeah, he's annoying.
I don't know what it is about him. He's so confident.
He's arrogant.
Pisses me off. So he sees, she kisses Ben, and then he sees them in bed. It was so great. We know they didn't have sex. She said, right. I didn't have sex. But he doesn't know that. He is crazy jealous now. All of a sudden, oh my God, I love her. Why did I come here? I made a big mistake.
Now, Casey hasn't really done anything physical.
He has not.
He hasn't done anything horrible.
No, not at all.
But he has asshole tendencies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm very curious Why hasn't he done anything? Has he been waiting? It's an interesting situation because he really hasn't done anything. He doesn't want to get to know any of the girls. With Peyton, he basically says to her, well, I'm just waiting to leave here to get my girlfriend back.
Right. But I think he loves Ashley, but I think he's in a place where he's just kind of complacent. I don't know, you know, where it just kind of runs its course and he's not doing anything. He's not working at the relationship.
No, because
he's just taking it for granted.
And he didn't have to because Ashley was so insecure that he was constantly testing her.
Right.
And he loved that she was insecure. He fed off of that.
Oh, 100%.
And now she's becoming more secure. I love her growth. It's crazy how
she's
secure
like a different
she's become.
Person.
She's completely different. And even Mark said to her, you're a whole different person sitting here. She was so confident. And she knew that Casey was going to see that footage. She didn't care. Even though she hasn't seen anything from him, although she did see where he said, I could break up with her and it's no big deal. So she knew that he had that feeling. Well, so he goes crazy. He can't stop. He's totally just backed off all the other girls. Instead of like going for a girl and payback, he's decided he's going to fight for her, which is kind of sweet, but
a little too late. Yeah.
His video to her was so pathetic.
It was pathetic.
It was embarrassing.
Was he fake crying?
Because it looked fake.
It looked so fake.
I'm so glad she had the reaction she did because all I thought was, ew.
Yeah, it was
gross. Grow
pathetic.
Up. That's not a person who's trying to win your love back, a confident guy. It's like, oh my God.
Trying to make you feel bad.
He's still trying to manipulate her with all of it.
Yeah, but it was very fake and very awkward.
I just love that her reaction was, yeah, a little too late.
Yeah.
Why'd you bring me here?
Yeah, you brought
me
here.
You were the one.
You should have been saying these things to me a long time ago. Now it's too late.
Her video to him, it was so great. You knew, he said beforehand, I know she'll probably feel bad about what she did. Nope. She's like, I'm happy. I miss you, but I don't regret anything.
Yep. That was the big thing.
That was the big thing. I don't regret anything. And she didn't say she loved him.
No, I love you.
Well, she said, I think about you every day. Of course, you're going to think about him every day.
Well, yeah. I mean,
that's it. They were
together. They're together.
I really do think that they're not together anymore.
I don't think so at all.
You know, I don't follow him, but I follow her.
Based on her posts and her messages and stuff, I really don't think they're together.
Doesn't seem like it.
No.
Although they all do a really good job. You'd never know.
I know. She's selling t-shirts basically of her ass. Did you see that?
Oh, not only that.
They're discounted now, by the way.
Wait, how about the people the guys wearing the t-shirts?
Ew.
She posts pictures of the guys wearing them. I'm like, ew.
Who's going to do that?
I don't know, but she has a swimwear line.
Now,
also,
the swimwear line, okay, that's a valid, but pictures of her with her bare ass in a thong?
I guess if you're making money.
Well, I don't know if she's making money because I just saw that she had it posted and now they're reduced prices. So maybe she's not selling as many as she manufactured. Just saying.
What I want to do is in the beginning see how many followers they have and then follow it up. I have seen some of them. Not that much growth.
Well, I can tell you on their lives.
Oh, yeah. There's not very many people.
There's a handful.
Yeah. Today I went on to Ashley G was on with Chris. I love Chris. He's the comedian.
Yes.
They went on the date together. I don't think there's a love connection there, but I think he's a good guy and a good friend. And they were on together chatting and there was only 42 people on there.
That's
but it was
about,
in the middle of the afternoon on a Friday.
No, there was one last night that was about it.
Yeah. Well.
And they were dropping fast.
Hence the reason why we will never go live.
Yeah.
I don't want to be humiliated.
No.
All right. So the last couple, Gavin and Asanika.
Asanika's tough, man.
She's a tough chick.
I don't think Gavin has done anything horrible.
That was my question to you. The sucking of the toes was weird.
It was weird, but
it wasn't bad.
Not at all.
He wasn't making out with anybody.
No.
And that girl, Mia, that he's going on dates with, she is gorgeous.
Yeah, she's very pretty.
I just don't think he's doing that bad of a job. And
I don't think so either.
Clearly still really loves Asanika through the video message.
Yeah.
But she's a tough one.
She's really, really tough, which makes me wonder, like, how really into him was she to begin with? Because she really is harsh. I mean, she's hard on him.
And maybe he deserves it. Not sure. Because he's the one who brought her there, right?
He brought her there. But I also feel like she might be really difficult to please.
I think so, too. What's her guy's name? Jamal, that she's having a little thing with?
Yeah, who's very cute.
Love him. She's keeping him arm's distance. They just started holding hands. And I think she let him kiss her on his cheek, and that's it. Or, yeah.
I hope she doesn't lead him on, because I think he really likes her.
Yeah, but I think she's doing a good job of being very upfront with how she's feeling. I don't see them together. I don't see Gavin and her together.
I don't see the match.
I don't either. I think he has a better match with Mia, because he said that Mia gets his sense of humor and stuff.
He's very sarcastic.
He's super sarcastic. If you're with someone who doesn't get that, that's uncomfortable.
Yes, it
although
is.
I have to say, sometimes I'm very sarcastic, and sometimes Dan doesn't know how to respond. I'm like, I'm kidding. So
he doesn't get you?
After all these years, sometimes I'll say something and he'll respond in a serious way.
Oh.
I'm working. I'm still chipping away. Chipping away.
Troy's very sarcastic. Well,
exactly.
So. I get it, but it's not funny.
Troy's dry and sarcastic.
Dry and sarcastic.
I think Gavin, in his video message, basically says, I miss you. I love you. I'm growing. I hope you're doing the same. And then she's like, I'm evolving. But I don't know if you're the one I'm going to be evolving back to, almost.
Yeah, she's brutal. How would you like that message? And then you've got to go 4 more weeks and kind of wonder where you stand the whole entire time.
Mm-hmm. So in the previews for next week,
yeah.
Did you hear where Casey says, I know I can win her back?
Oh, yeah.
I hate him.
Guess what, Casey? I'm not so sure that's going to happen.
I don't like him at all. I will say that the couples as individuals, I like all the girls. I think they're doing a good job trying to figure things out. I don't like Casey, and I don't like David.
I
love Rick and Gavin. I really like them.
Rick is a different guy than I thought he was going to be. I have to say, I really, really like him. I think he might be my favorite.
He's coming across like he's growing, he's understanding, he's figuring things out.
He's grown up.
Mm-hmm.
David, well, we may interview him, so I don't want to say anything to him.
I think he's probably heard it all, so I want to,
you know, actually be honest
now,
about it.
Now
too.
Would be a good time to get David, because, yeah, he's having some issues.
David, what the hell?
I can say that I don't think I want to interview Casey. I'm too annoyed.
Well, what's he going to say?
Exactly.
I mean, what's David going
to
say?
I just don't like him that much. But David, I feel like we can just really try to figure him out.
Yeah.
Where is your head? And I think Mark Wahlberg said, maybe it's in the previews, did you even really love Kate if you're willing to do all this stuff? It doesn't make sense to me.
I think the light bulb went on for Kate where she's like, okay, I kind of figured this is who he was, but now I'm seeing it right in front of my face. So I'm done.
Done.
They're figured totally it out. Done.
Oh, yeah. If she ever went back to him, it would be horrible.
Yeah, I agree.
I think she's done. That's it. Before we put the interview on with Medina, I want to thank our reviews. Thank you for listening to our Bravo podcast. We still would love more 5-star reviews. That would be great.
Yeah, puts we've us gotten up a in couple new ratings. Ones, some good ones.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And it just gets us to the forefront of when you pull up Apple Podcasts for the shows that we talk about, it puts us up in the forefront. So if you guys can keep reviewing us, keep giving us 5 stars. If you want to say something mean to us, hey, email us and let us know. Don't give us a bad review. Just email us at dameswhodishpodcast@gmail.com. But the reviews are so great. We would love to get more. And follow us on Instagram. We have lots of pictures. We're constantly doing stuff. I know for the last week we were kind of off a little bit because we had stuff going, but we constantly try to keep it up and funny and relevant. And because I know there's a lot that you can follow, but
we'll stop talking about BravoCon.
I'm done
soon.
I really am done talking about BravoCon. I'm bored watching other people's stories.
Yeah,
so
because
I know you're
going.
Bored about us, but it was fun.
It was fun. I know. It was really fun.
It was really fun.
Until next year.
Yep. So enjoy our interview with Medina. We'll catch everything up next week.
Yeah,
we
definitely.
Promise. We will be all caught up next week. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Gina.
Hey, Ann.
We have another wonderful guest with us today from one of our favorite shows, Temptation Island.
Woohoo!
I'm getting lots of private messages about this season's Temptation Island, even from my family members who never were fans before, and they're like, I am all in.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons that they are all in is because of the single women that are on the show right now. And one of the ladies we have on today is Medina. Welcome, Medina, to the Dames Who Dish.
Hi, Medina.
Hi, you guys. One of the singles that's moving fast.
Oh, my God. Well, You know, I'm not going to lie. That's the one thing we've said about you is Medina is moving fast.
Well, listen, you don't have a lot of time in life. Look, you got to live fast.
And that you did.
Hey, and that being said, that's why this season is so exciting, is because you are moving fast. So thank you very much for that.
Oh, you're welcome.
So should we dive right into the whole you moving fast thing? So you zeroed in on Rick from day one. Did you kind of zero in on him and kind of your radar go off right from the get-go? Because that's what it looked like to us.
The funny thing is, if you watch the reveal night, when I was looking at one of the couple of guys, I was actually looking at Gavin. Because initially, when I came out on reveal night, I saw Gavin. And I was like, ooh, he's cute. I like his he's cute. But then when we got in the house and actually got to, like, mix with the guys and talk to them, that's when I was like, ooh, Rick, I want you. I will have you.
He had a target on his back right from the get-go.
That's actually funny because Rick and Gavin are completely different personalities.
Yeah, totally.
Completely different. Gavin kind of, he's always like telling jokes and they're not funny, but then Rick is telling jokes and they're hilarious. They're totally different. They have different personalities. Gavin's sarcastic and Rick is just kind of like cool and funny.
Yeah.
Gavin says he's sarcastic. Yeah. And that's one of the issues he has with Sonia.
That he's too sarcastic. Right. All right.
Oh,
well,
my God.
I want to go from the beginning, Medina, and find out a little bit about how you got cast for the show.
Okay. So someone actually like slid in my DM. They approached me and I thought it was a joke. I was like, there is no way they're having me come on this dating show. But it was real. They were like, give us a call. Let's try to see how this goes. I did a couple different Skype interviews. Went out to L.A. for the casting, like another interview again, and then they took you through a whole little process, and then before I knew it, I got a call, and they were like, hey, they like you, and I was like, ah! I can't wait.
Did you watch last season's Temptation Island?
I did.
Okay, so I want to ask you something, because you're one of the single girls. Were you totally on Evan and Morgan's side, or did you empathize with Casey?
I was on Evan and Morgan's side. Like, I feel like Evan found who he truly loved, who he wanted, and it's sad that somebody had to get hurt, but you still have to be with who you know, you got to be happy, and I felt like Casey was just kind of holding on to something that didn't really have anything. Like, their relationship didn't seem like they were both happy.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
It seemed like you were comfortable with each other.
We were on Evan and Morgan's side, and somebody let us know that we were very one-sided. And we're like, hey, we are just looking out for love. We are a fan of love here at the James Who Dish. How did you feel when you went on the show, knowing that these four guys have girlfriends? How do you approach that? How do you try to date someone who has a girlfriend?
Oh my gosh. Am I allowed to cuss? Can you cuss on here?
Absolutely you can.
Okay. The crazy thing is, I live in Atlanta, home of the side pieces. Like, if you're not a side chick in Atlanta, I don't know, you're doing something wrong. Like, it's just, that's just how it goes. The ratio of men, women to men is just, it doesn't add up. This is not my first go around. Not that I'm just like a, you know, a side chick all the time, but it always happens accidentally. So when they asked me if I was okay with that, I said that same thing. I'm from Atlanta. Like, I was a little bit scared because I didn't want my feelings to get hurt. But I was like, the couples know what they're signing up for.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I just think it would be hard knowing, oh, God, if I invest all this time into this guy, is he just going to go right back to his girlfriend?
Absolutely. And that's where a lot of, like, my up and down emotions came from. And I think that's why I also was maybe, like, pushing the physical thing. But I was like, well, maybe it'll just be physical and I won't have to get my emotions involved because he does have a whole lab girlfriend.
Oh, that's interesting. You're right. You're right. You could separate maybe the physical from the emotional, and that would have been a little bit easier for you. I didn't even think about that.
Uh-huh.
we also watch all the Bravo shows. I don't know if you do, but Atlanta is one of our favorites. And it's funny that you said there's a lot of that going on in Atlanta, because that's what we feel like. Like, there's that with Married to Medicine. Oh, there's that with Real Housewives of Atlanta. So that's interesting.
It's crazy. I had a man approach me the other day and was like, hey, just so you know, I'm married, but I really would love to date you.
Oh,
like,
my what? God.
Jeez.
Am I still on Temptation Island? That's crazy.
I guess it's a compliment.
Is it?
At least he told you he's married, right?
Yeah, he told you he was married. He obviously finds you very attractive. That's a compliment.
Oh.
I have a question for you. So Rick said that he didn't want to be the old Rick. Did you see a transformation with him from the beginning as the season progressed with regard to his communication?
Definitely. Let me tell you something. When I first saw Rick, along with everyone else who's watching the show, but even the girls in the house, we were like, he's about to be the main one up in here slanging and trying to smash on everybody. All the girls are saying that. And then, like, I started having more conversations with Rick. Like, at first when he came to the house, we were calling him Slick Dick Rick. They wanted him on the show, probably. We were calling him Slick Dick Rick. And then we started calling him Respectful Rick. There was, like, this side of Rick where he was like, I'm really not trying to be, you know, who I have been in Boston, who I have been with Ashley. And it was, I mean, he was really being responsible and respectful.
Little did you know David was going to be Slick Dick Rick.
Yeah, David ended up being Slick Dick Rick.
Right? And David was the last person that anyone thought would be Slick Dick Rick.
Wow.
So let's go to that, because we saw just last week your friend Peyton, because we had Peyton on last week. She said you and her were really close. She really bonded with you the most. And how did you feel about that whole situation? Did you even know what was going on, or did everybody find out the next day?
We're talking about the threesome thing?
Of course we are.
I knew the next day. I think I might have known that night. We were drinking, and I can't remember if it was that same night when we were just all getting in bed. Not for a threesome, just to go to sleep.
Thanks for clarifying.
If it was the next morning, but yeah, Peyton was like, I don't know what just happened. I was kissing on David. He was kissing on me. We were kissing on Sam. We were naked. So I definitely knew about it. I was confused because I was like, well, wait, where was I? what was going on? Y'all were having a good old time.
I know where you were. You were talking to Casey in that hot tub and you were grilling him, and I loved every minute of it. That was so good. Casey, I hated him in that moment, and you just shined. You were like, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah,
oh,
you
it was
totally
so good.
Oh, it was so hard to watch because I was like, oh my God, I was being a mean girl.
No, but you weren't. You weren't. You were calling him on his shit, and that's what we need.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I had been saying the whole time Casey was like he was a nice guy, but he was like an undercover fuckboy. Because he's honest and open, but confusing. Like, what do you want?
Yeah, for sure. So when Rick had gone to the bonfires and he came back totally deflated about from what he saw that Ashley did, I know he was like, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. Did he tell you, or how soon did he tell you what he saw on the videos?
Oh, the very first time when he saw Ashley getting smashed on TV, the very first bonfire, he wouldn't tell me what happened. He was like, I knew something happened. I assumed that it was probably sex. Because of his body language, he didn't want to talk to anybody. He kind of looked like he was going to cry. He just looked real shocked. Like, mm-hmm. He wouldn't tell me anything. I was like, well, Rick, just talk to me. Talk to me. I'm forceful when I want you to open up. Because I'm used to people just being open, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't tell me that one, but then after that, after he started to get a little bit closer to me, he would open up just a little bit more each day, little by little. Rick is difficult. Let me tell you that. I'm your therapist, basically. I need a check from you.
Yeah, we could see that, and he admits that himself. But it did look like he was slowly starting to kind of open up to you, and, you know, we see that.
How do you feel?
That was special.
Yeah, how do you feel watching it back? His side interviews after you and him started getting physical, they are pretty funny.
What do you mean?
Oh my God. They show you, I think, I'm just going to say it, I think you went down on him. And when they showed him in the side interview, he's like,
Poor Rick didn't know what to
say.
That
is so, he didn't know me. And then he goes, ooh, wee. Every time I watch it, I cringe. My mother is so ashamed.
You know, hey, you're a single girl.
Yeah. You know, things got a little bit hot and heavy and steamy that night, but what happens under the covers, it just stays there. It
stays under the covers.
Absolutely. It's got to stay.
We all have imaginations. We could kind of play it in our own mind.
What would you be doing under there?
Well, I don't know. I don't crocheting. Know. I'm not quite sure.
So are you, let's see, how can we say this? Are you happy with the way things turned out?
Yes.
Okay.
I am.
Let me see if I can phrase this correctly. When you were there and you were getting closer to Rick, because that's what we see right now. We don't know what happens later. While you're getting closer and closer to Rick and he's opening up more, in your head, were you thinking this could work on the outside?
There were times when I would be like, "This, I could really see myself with Rick." But then, I'm not going to lie, there were other times when I would think about, like, my life in real life outside of Temptation Island and how I live my life and things that I expect from men. And there would be times when I was like, I don't know if Rick would be okay with some of the things that I want in life. I remember we had a conversation, and I don't know if this will be in the show. It probably won't, because it was one of our first dates and they didn't show it. But we talked about how him and Ashley, you know, Ashley wanted to move in together. And so we started talking about, like, when you're dating and you live together, I was like, how do you feel about, like, the man taking care of, like, all of the bills? And he was like, yo, relax. Like, oh, and he was like saying that he wasn't really, you know, okay with that. And so that was like a red flag for me, because I don't live my life like that. I do want a man that wants to take care of me. Not that I just want to sit on my ass and do nothing. But there were just some things that I was like, ooh, we were off Temptation Island. Who's gonna pay these bills?
Hey, if you happen to still be single, you should go on Married at First Sight.
There you go.
Oh.
Have you ever seen that show?
Scary.
Yeah, that is a little scary.
I have.
Are there any other reality TV shows, if you were approached, would you be willing to go on?
Huh. You know what? If Atlanta Housewives, even though I'm no one's housewife, even though they aren't either, would just go on Atlanta Housewives in a hot second. I feel like they need to revamp the show anyways. Mm-hmm. Throw in some new hot youngins. I would love to go on that show. Also, basketball wise, I am not a basketball wife. However, I would love to go on that show. I love the drama. I love how they also have, like, sometimes good friendship moments. I think those two would be like my.
I think you would fit into Basketball Wives perfectly. And you'd get to meet.
I would love to do that.
And you'd get to meet a basketball player.
There you go.
Oh my god! I secretly, every time an episode of Temptation Island comes on, I'm secretly praying that Drake watches the show. And be like, I saw you on Temptation Island, and I love you. I'm like,
That's funny.
I think there's rumors of him dating Kylie, so I'm not sure about that.
Oh, that makes me so sad. My heart is broken.
So, Medina, you're a fellow podcaster, right?
I am. So, I host a show, a podcast called Cocktails, C-O-C-K-T-A-L-E-S, Dirty Discussions. Mm. And it's a show based around dating, sex, and relationships. And we give, like, real encounters, personal encounters from our lives. And it's comedic. It's hilarious. We try to help out girls, you know, with sex, dating, and relationships in a funny way, but in a real way. It's a very personal, raunchy show. We bring on different people. We get people to open up, people that you wouldn't think would. And it's just the way that we navigate through our love life, me and Kiki, who does the show with me.
Oh, so maybe that's why you were so open to, so physical with Rick. You were very comfortable with that.
Well, you know, and that's exactly why. And a lot of people who know me from Cocktails and watch the show, they know that. They know me. So when they see people, like, coming for me on social media, they're like, y'all don't know her. Medina is open. She's very comfortable with her sexuality. If she wants something man or business-wise, she's getting it. So mm-hmm. I was comfortable with that. I was looking at Rick like, what's wrong with you?
That's funny. Did you have any girl drama in the house?
the crazy thing is, like, people ask all of the single girls that, and literally, no. We all love each other. We have a whole birthday list, and we all make sure we tell each other happy birthday. We send, we get together, collect money, and send every, whoever's birthday it is, we all send, like, we call ourselves the ho-hut. I know who all my bridesmaids are going to be, and it's going to be all of the single girls from Temptation Island.
Wow. That's great.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Hey, were you, and I could be wrong here, were you in New York recently with a bunch of the Temptation Island people to season one and season two? Okay, so I did see some of that. Any of the season ones, like Dr. Johnny was one of our favorites. Any little love connections made there?
Dr. Johnny was really cool. I think a couple of girls had a love connection with him, but I won't go into that. There was a guy, a single from season one, his name is James. Oh my God, he was so fine. Mm. I was like, whoa. I was like, oh my gosh, could you imagine if they did a spinoff with their singles? Everybody would be pregnant.
Oh, yeah. I think they should, because I was watching just all the videos from that night and stuff, and it's just fun to see everybody together. I did notice that Morgan and Evan were there. They're probably the only couple that was there. I'm trying to think.
They're so much fun. Yeah. I love them.
We do, too. We have a little personal connection with them just because we were on their side. We've had them on several times, and we just love them. They're just real people, and they're young and in love, and we love that. It's so cute.
So cute.
Yeah. Anything else you want to promote? So you have the podcast. We'll put all that in our show notes. Anything else you have going on?
Well, I'm trying to think. I have a comedy show coming up in Atlanta on December 1st. I do voiceover, so make sure y'all listen to commercials. You might hear me. But for the most part, just make sure y'all check out Cocktails Dirty Discussions. Follow the page. It's Cocktails Podcast. Follow me on Instagram at CoffeeBeanBean, and I would love to connect.
Awesome. We want to thank you for joining us. We really appreciate
it. Yeah, thanks, Medina.
Yeah, check out Medina and all her different platforms, and we'll put it all in our show notes. Thanks for coming on.
There is nothing like a dame, nothing